104.9 Star FM's
Tom and Ollie.
We're doing our Border Batchy Breakfast with Babes at Boom Boom.
We certainly are. We've got Juzzy here on the coffee machine. Juzzy, give us a shout out, mate.
Hey guys, how we doing?
What are you making there, mate?
Coffee.
He's making our coffee.
Three quarter latte, yeah?
That's the way it should be.
Good man. Good man. Didn't have to order.
Ollie, all right. Let's just set the scene a bit here.
All right. Well, all right. We're at the share table, aren't we, at Boom Boom? It's a lovely big wooden table. We've got Katie and Debbie across from us. Good morning, girls.
Hi.
Morning.
How are you going?
Very good, very good. Now, we have a lot to discuss today. I think we should just, first of all, everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited.
Come on down.
Grab a coffee. Have a look. Give us your two cents about what happened last night on The Bachelorette. We definitely welcome all points of view today.
Now, one quick but very important announcement is that we have secured a guest.
Oh, girls, we've got a special guest. I don't know if you know this. Right. And it's coming
apart from you, girls, you're special, but even more, I guess, special in terms of a well-known TV presence.
Like, who would you like to hear from on the show? And this is coming up at 8:50, right? So this is going to be pretty much the final thing that we do. Who would you like to speak to in terms of Bachelorette?
Well, I think you should have probably flown Michael in, really, from Perth.
Okay, so we should have flown him in.
Richie.
Oh, Richie was from Perth.
Yeah.
Richie was from Perth.
Michael
was from Brisbane.
Brisbane, that's
Brisbane.
Right. Yeah.
Brisbane, Perth.
So you wanted Michael.
Yeah, because, you know, he's pretty bummed out, so he'd been good to talk to.
Okay, well, that's I'm glad you said that. Katie, who would you like to speak to?
Sam Frost herself.
Yeah.
Straight to the top. I mean, we would love, of course, to be speaking to Sam Frost. Ollie, do we have Sam Frost?
Do we
have Michael? Do we have Sasha? Do we have anyone?
I can confirm that we have not got Sam Frost. I can confirm we tweeted Osher. He didn't respond.
Great.
But what I can also confirm is...
Right, hang on. Riley's panelling back at home. Riley, can you just push the button for drum roll, please? Can you do that?
Where's that? Where's that button?
Where's the button? Oh, she's trying to find it. Press the drum roll. Go, Riley.
Here you go. You can do one. We have confirmed at 8:50 we are chatting to the spurned man himself, Michael.
Oh, my God. Oh. It is that, girls. We're talking to Michael at 8:50. Look, it's going to be awesome.
Debbie's chuffed.
All right, so stick around. Coming up right after this, we need to chat through the episode last night. We need to get your thoughts, Debbie and Katie.
All the feels.
God, so much feels. We need to go to a break. We'll do it right after this. It's Tom and Ollie down at Boom Boom.
All right, it's time to stop, you know, stuffing around. Let's get into it. Okay. I mean, last night was a huge episode, and it was a climax to what has been an amazing season of The Bachelorette.
It was an incredible moment when Sam said to Sasha, "I love you." But we've also got the moment, which was so beautiful, which was when Sasha told Sam that he loved her.
I felt a lot of things, and it's been very difficult for me to open up, knowing there's still other people there, and I don't know... what other opportunity I'll get, you know, because tomorrow's all about you. So, well, I just want to let you know that it's been a long time I've sort of felt this way. I do love you.
Oh my God.
Really?
It's just so... Yeah. Oh my God.
Katie, Debbie, obviously casting your minds back to last night, in that moment, I mean, was it beautiful or what?
It was a real Kleenex moment, really.
It was. It was a Kleenex moment. You should have seen Ollie. He was tearing up.
Yeah, I won't lie. I mean, towards the end there, when Sam was, you know, letting it all out to Sasha, it was because you know what she's been through.
Yeah.
Isn't that the case? Katie, how about yourself? You were at home. Your partner is normally at home, but he wasn't there.
Yeah, no. So I was just sitting on the couch all by myself watching it, but I was into it. I should have been doing other jobs, but they had to wait.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I was just into The Bachelor in that moment when... Sasha told Sam, you know, she does have that look on her face. She's kind of looking up into the sky with her eyes and she's just batting them. And
yes, you could that was the moment.
Yeah, it was just, I had all the feels. It was
all
just,
the feels, yes. It was so like that. I just couldn't believe that if we hadn't known that Michael wasn't in for the first up, it would have been anyone's game. Like, if we hadn't seen Michael get kicked out straight away, it would have been, Sasha would have been sitting there, like standing there just being like, am I the one? Like,
because
I don't even know.
What you're getting at is
so
that,
gross.
Yeah, she was almost like sad. It looked like she was going to let him down.
Exactly, but he was the one. She was building up to tell him that she loved him.
Do you know, she was rocking back and forth for both of them, really.
Yeah.
Did you notice? And she was finding it very difficult to, you know, say her words out, so trying to compose herself.
Yep.
But you know, but it was just a lovely moment.
Yeah. Ladies, have we ever felt this way about someone else? That's what I really want to ask.
What do you mean?
Well, is there that feeling? I mean, could you empathise with Sam in that moment? Like, just having that that extreme love.
Do you know, I think it is when it's, you know, wow, it's your love and it's your best friend, yeah, and your soulmate. I think it's all wrapped into one.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And your heart hurts.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I just, Ollie, I couldn't get over it. I was having a lot of feelings last night.
I know. It's on Instagram. The fact that you were crying, people were loving that.
Actually, we should say on Monday, I think we need to put together the audio that happened last night. I recorded our reactions to last night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There was definitely some feels.
Going forward, do you reckon they're going to be a great couple? What do you think?
Well, where's Sasha from?
And is he from Melbourne?
He's a Melbourne or Sydney boy. Yeah, one of the two.
Because Sam lives in Sydney.
Well, that could make it work, definitely. I think they're a really cute couple. I think it could work.
Because the chemistry, everyone's always said the chemistry is definitely there.
Yeah.
It's just whether, I wonder, I hope the long-term nature of it does play out.
Well, if you look at social media, I think they're actually doing it heaps of times per day, apparently.
Doing it. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, they're both very sexy.
Look, there's so much more to cover off. Come on down to Boom Boom Wine Bar and Eatery. We're in AMP Lane in Albury. We'd love to say hello. And if you do have some thoughts on The Bachelorette, we'd love to hear from you.
Just look for The Bachelorette Bunting.
We're at Boom Boom, the little cafe down there, having some Bachelorette chat, Ollie, because last night was the season finale where Sasha and Sam confess their love to each other.
I love you so much.
Really? Yeah. Really?
It's a lovely, Sasha.
We've got Katie and Debbie here.
Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Hi.
Now, we were just discussing then the fact that Sam Frost being the Bachelorette after she had, I guess, bowed out in unfortunate circumstances in The Bachelor, was that a common thing? Because people are now talking about Richie potentially being the Bachelor next year. What are your thoughts on that? Because I've got some queries, but what do you think?
I have some reservations over Richie being the next Bachelor.
Yep,
I don't know, he didn't reveal himself that much to Sam at all. He just didn't let us in. Yep. I don't know how he would go being that one person dating all the girls.
And Katie, it's so important to let people in on this show, isn't it?
Absolutely, for the whole of Australia too.
And
you know,
if you've seen Sam Wood at any stage, it's all about giving your all in that journey because it's almost over and, you know, once it's done, it's done.
But the thing is, though, you know, it's such an unusual way to meet someone.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, and all the way through the show, they're always talked about putting their walls up and not giving it all.
A lot of walls were built during the show.
Absolutely. But the thing is, you know, at the very last bit, as we were talking about, that, you know, both said, I love her at the last 2 seconds of their last date. So.
Ollie was thinking that Michael said it just because he thought he had to. What do you think about that? What do you reckon, Katie?
Yeah, look.
Is that cynical?
I think he had the feels. Didn't. I mean, it's on national TV. It just wasn't in the moment.
You would feel the pressure.
Well, exactly.
Can I just say on Richie, I just don't think... You've got to look back at Sam Wood and remember how articulate he was. He never stumbled. He always was so
Ollie,
clear
can,
on how he felt.
Can you please
There's no
remind
way, Richie,
us how he let down the loser of Bachelor?
Cast your minds
the
back.
Girl who
Sam
didn't
Wood
make it.
Talking to Lana, you know, the final two. He's chosen snares and he's saying to Lana, you are the perfect girl. I just don't know if you're the perfect girl for me.
Oh my God.
I mean, bravo to him. I mean, that is.
Done.
I don't know if Richard could pull it off.
Whereas Sam Frost last night just did a.
Just cried a lot.
It's like, Sam, just spit it out. We know that you're not going to pick him. Jeez.
Well, you can't tease her. You cried yourself. So, I mean, there's lots of tears going on. We need to talk about, we're having Michael on the show, which is very exciting.
Super excited.
Yes. Super excited, Debbie is.
Look, Ollie, I've just had a reminder pop up that's saying in 10 minutes we're going to be speaking to him. We've also got breakfast on the way here at Boom Boom.
Come down, say hello.
Make sure you come down, say hello. We want to hear your thoughts on The Bachelor as well. So if you're standing outside ordering coffee, come on in, say hello, because we want to hear from you. We can't make him wait any longer. On the phone now, we've got Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys.
Now, we're joined here by Debbie and Katie, Michael. We're actually down at a cafe doing a full breakfast to celebrate the end of Bachelorette.
Oh, beautiful.
Look, mate, we've got lots of thoughts for you and questions as well. Let's go straight to Debbie, who wants to start off. Debbie?
Good morning, Michael. Commiserations.
Oh,
my
thank
big
you
question
very much, Debbie.
Is, how was that walk up that steep hill after you got dumped?
Oh. Yeah, it was a long walk, I have to tell you. And I guess, you know, having your heart torn out and that hurting, you've got to... go and do that workout, and the quads were burning as well. So it was pretty much rock bottom at that point.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Those quads would have been hurting, as well as the heart as well, Michael. I mean, now, look, commiserations to you. You've done such a good job on the show, and to get that far is absolutely amazing. Katie, did you have a question?
Yeah, look, Michael, I just wanted to know what the best part of the whole Bachelorette experience was for you.
I think the best part for me, apart from meeting Sam and regardless of the outcome, is the relationships that I formed, obviously with Sam as well, but the boys. All the guys, I can tell you now, are just the most stand-up, you know, humblest guys, and we're going to have lifelong friendships. So I think in the sense that, yeah, I wasn't the guy at the end with Sam, but I do take away the positive that I've formed some lifelong friends. I'm glad Sam and Sasha found happiness because they truly are incredible people.
Yeah. That's so good to hear, Michael. One of the things for me watching the first half of the series was just the mateship and the bro code, for example. But the mateship was really strong, and that was great to see. And especially the fact that a credit to you is that all the bachelors were really so positive about you, and were really saying, even Richie was saying, you know, I think she should choose Michael. So, I mean, that's obviously what would be lovely to hear.
Yeah, and to get the support from all the boys as well, and I've even had a chat to Sasha, you know, even since last night's finale. All the boys support each other, and like I said, we all wish each other well, and we're all, you know, backing each other up. So, like I said, it's like a one big football team. We're all there for each other, and, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better bunch of boys.
That's good, that's good.
Michael, just got one more question. How's your dad going? He's probably quite upset as well, is he?
My father is a dead set legend, and, yeah, and what you saw on the show, that's him in real life 365 days a year. He's just the most down-to-earth guy, and he speaks from the heart. And, you know, he was upset that Sam's not going to be a part of the family, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, he wants what's right for me, and obviously, you know, it wasn't meant to be, but they've been really supportive.
Well, Michael, is there any love in your life at the moment? Have you found? Are you still single, or have you found someone?
No, still very much single. I've just been taking some time out for myself just to sort of process the whole thing. And now that the finale's aired and everyone knows the truth, it's time for me to move on. So we'll see what the future brings.
Well, you might have spoken to Riley Rose back at headquarters. She's pressing the buttons for us. She is keen as...
keen as mustard. No, she sounds lovely.
Look, there is an opportunity that we want to just throw to you. We're actually involved in a racing event. It's like a, you know, spring carnival event.
Here at Albury Races.
We're sort of emceeing with 200 ladies and no boys except us. Now, Michael, I can't handle them all on my own. How would you feel about guest starring up here in Albury at a racing event?
If I'm available, it'll be an honour to be a guest. Thank you for thinking of me.
Amazing.
Is 200 girls too many, or is there just no cap?
You know what? There's never enough girls, mate.
Well, Michael, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for opening your heart and showing us who you really were.
It was a pleasure to
series.
Watch, Michael. You did an upstanding job, and you did yourself proud.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thanks heaps. We'll get in contact about the Albury races as well. That's it for the show today, though. Look, a very big thank you to Boom Boom Wine Bar and Eatery.
Tom and Ollie, weekdays 6 till 9 on Star FM.
And on Facey at Tom and Ollie.